After constantly being bombarded with emails, phone calls, and text messages on a daily basis asking, what would you do? Sometimes it's an, oh crap, I made a mistake, help me. And sometimes it's just a question about the latest technology and do we feel it's worth the investment? We want to help answer all of these questions. So, welcome to What Would Larry Do? Featuring Dr. Ann. We'll be interviewing experts in the industry to help answer the questions that you desire to know the answers to. And now, it's time for What Would Larry Do? Featuring Dr. Ann.
Hello, and welcome to What Would Larry Do? I am Dr. Ann, and I'm here with Larry Helwig this afternoon.
Hello.
It's December.
And we're very happy it is.
Yes, it's the end of the year. So that's...
So this is why we get to not now talk about a wonderful year.
Yes.
It was great.
The end of the year wrap-up or review or just kind of, you know, revisiting some of, you know, the things that have happened over this last year. It's been quite a different one.
I think, you know, when you're in the middle of the year, you're in March, April, May, whatever, and you get through the summer and whatever, you're just busy and you're not thinking about it. Mm-hmm. You get to this time of the year and you're still busy, but you're realizing it's over.
I mean,
you know, we look at our numbers in November to kind of see how the year was, because you're going to have a real good idea in November where you are. And, you know, the numbers were great.
Yeah.
You know, so it's like, it's kind of fun at this time to take a look back and see what you did right, what you did wrong, how you can improve, but also just look at, well, what are the patients saying and what's the technology out there and what's happened with it. And it's been fun because so many offices, and we're in contact like all the time with all these different offices throughout the country. And I'll tell you, most of them have done really well.
They have. You know, this has been, I think, a blossoming period for the aesthetic industry.
Yep.
I see lots of new practitioners getting into the industry. I see new offices starting up. I see offices that have been in this for a while expanding.
Yep.
There's been a lot of growth over this last year in 2022.
Yeah, I agree. It just seems like there's offices that are into their second or third office now. Mm-hmm. Some of them are way beyond that.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of offices have brought on new technology, made major changes, and, you know, we do a lot of training, and wow, that has really increased, you know, so that's a pretty good indication because so many people are buying the technology.
Yeah.
You know, so it's really exciting because I think, you know, the aesthetic industry, it goes through ups and downs just like all industries.
Yes.
And it seems like the last few years, and we know COVID was, you know, horrific for the country, but...
The world.
Yeah, for the world. Yeah, it really was. But for the aesthetic industry, it seems like it was not bad. It was, you know...
It wasn't great while it was happening, but it set off a boom, you know?
Yeah.
It was almost like, not that it's quite the same, but it's like when World War One happened and what was happening in the United States and like the boom, you know, that started to come back. Or sorry, not World War One, World War Two.
World War Two, yeah.
You know, World War Two, that, you know, the economy was coming out of a depression or this and that. Not that we were. But then when it ended, it was over and it set off this huge boom. There was an aesthetics boom when practices started to open up from COVID.
When we opened up, so we were only closed for 6 weeks.
Yes.
When we opened up, we were busy.
Yes.
I mean, it was almost immediate, like somebody just turned on the light.
Yeah.
And I think, so I think there were a lot of reasons for it.
Mm-hmm.
People had been cooped up for a long time.
Yeah.
They were dying. I remember one patient said, I'm here because I had to get out of my house.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I need something, you know.
Yeah.
And I think so people wanted to get out as part of it. I think some people just wanted to feel better, you know. Image, whatever, just felt better about themselves, you know, doing something. I think the you know, people that hadn't done anything for a long time, I mean – Like, I know you and Willie go out for dinner a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Well, during COVID, you know.
Not at all.
Yeah. See, so all of a sudden, that money and other things that you would normally do, so it seemed like people all of a sudden had money and mm-hmm. they really wanted to do something.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think that made a difference. Unemployment has been at an all-time low.
Yeah, well, it's better. That has bounced back, though, since 2020.
Yeah.
I think from 2020 then to 2021, because, of course, there was all these people who were furloughed or laid off or all this and that from businesses that really did suffer during 2020, that then when it came back around, so many different opportunities have popped up since then that yep. now it seems that the economy is really booming in that way.
Yeah, and I know some people feel like the economy is hurting and, you know, we might be looking at something down the road
yeah.
that could be a problem. But right now, I mean, you know, we go out to some nice restaurants as part of what we do mm-hmm. frequently. And, you know, I'm going to one tomorrow night at 5 o'clock because it's the only time we can get in.
Yeah.
5 o'clock.
I know.
It's a nice, nice restaurant.
You're going
full.
For the early bird dinner?
The early bird, yeah. The other reason, of course, I'm old as dirt, so I have to go early. You know, that's the thing.
No, but you're right.
But it's full. You know, the restaurants are full. You know, yeah. there's activity. There is action. And, you know, and I think Arizona, people are moving in, and I mm-hmm. think that's part of it as well. So I don't know that this is everywhere, but we are certainly, you know, feeling it here. And I think people want to do things. I just think that's part of it. But the other part of it, too, is technology has changed.
Yes.
It's well, changed, and they know it. You know.
Advancements keep growing in this industry faster and faster and faster with each year. You know, you started in this industry before I did, but I've been in it for almost 15 years now. And it's like the first 5 years I was in it were pretty stagnant. Like there was the basic injectables that were there, you know, so you had Botox, you had a couple of times the filler. You had photofacials, you had hair removal, and you had some resurfacing lasers and microdermabrasion. It's like, that's what we were doing. And it stayed consistent for a while.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then all of a sudden now I always throw it in comparison with the iPhones. You know, if we go back to 2007, what kind of cell phone were you using? Right?
I can't remember last year, let alone 2007.
I think I had one of those like Blackberries that had like the mini typing screen,
yeah.
you know, that
well,
was on it.
I had a flip phone for a while.
Yeah.
Little guy.
Yeah.
It's kind of cute, actually.
But then by the time the iPhone really came out, it started to rapidly change the cell phone world.
Yeah.
The aesthetic industry is like that. So if you think about how often a new iPhone comes out, that's how often you and I are seeing new technology pop up.
It's changing so fast.
Mm-hmm.
It's unbelievable. Well, I think that's a big part of it, and I think people are hearing, you know, companies are now marketing in a different way than mm-hmm. they used to, and people are hearing about it, and friends are telling friends that the technology has changed and it's different than it used to be. And so I think the other thing, too, is when you have a technology that changes the industry, you know, that's they call it a game changer.
Yeah.
And we've had some of those in the last few years.
Yes, we have.
And, you know, I mean, there have been those in the 26 years I've been doing this that really were, you know, a big deal. But I'd say in the last 3-4 years now, we've had a number of things that have come mm-hmm. to market that have really been a big deal
mm-hmm.
and have been a game changer. And I'd like to start with M-Sculpt.
Yes. Yeah,
you know,
M-Sculpt and M-Face. That's where I was gonna.
Well, M-Face not yet. That's the new. But,
yeah.
But you know, going up to now.
Yeah.
It was more. So it started. BTL started at ASLMS, I think, or you know, about three, four years ago with introducing M-Sculpt.
Yeah, I think one of my favorite quotes that Dr. Chilicurry said when we were first at places where he was introducing M-Sculpt was, it's not evolutionary, it's revolutionary.
Yes, that's exactly right. It was dramatic. And then they put the money into marketing. John's done such a good job, and they market it, and they market it well. And so people know the name M-Sculpt. They know the word. You know, they'll come in and ask. And so that is something that has changed as far as body contouring, and that's what M-Sculpt does. It kills fat and builds muscle at the same time. And, you know, pretty much the whole body. I mean, a lot of different treatment areas with it. And so when you have stuff like that, it wakes up the industry.
It does.
The entire aesthetic industry gets fired up, gets excited. It's like, oh, wow, you know, they're doing this. You know, we need to do something else, you know, and people get fired up. And when a really good technology, it puts all the competitors, they need to step up their game.
Yes.
Yep. And then when you have a good technology like that and it does so well, that funds new technology that we will come back to.
Okay.
We'll come back to it.
It's usually you jumping the gun. This is the first time you've got to reel me back in.
Yeah, we're getting to that. But at about the same time, you know, they had a device called M-Tone. They had a device called Emsela. M-Tone for cellulite and skin tightening. Mm-hmm. They had Emsela for, pelvic floor, rebuilding the entire pelvic floor, doing Kegels for you. I mean, who would have thought of that? You know, I mean, it's like you sit on a chair for 28 minutes and do over 11,000 Kegels while watching TV or something. I mean, that's just unheard of. And by doing that over a series, you get an entirely new pelvic floor. Mm-hmm. And so obviously for incontinence and other things, it has made a big difference, both for the male and the female.
Yes, absolutely.
So game changers, you see. And so as companies come out with those types of technologies that are game changers, things happen. And I remember we got one of the first M-Tones in the country, and we got to experiment with it for almost like a year before they started selling it.
I mean, about 6 to 8 months.
6 to 8 months, quite a while. And so to treat cellulite and skin tightening, you know, doing all that at the same time, well, the minute you do that, you find, well, I can add it to M-Sculpt. I can add it to Vanquish, you know, for those that are doing Vanquish to kill fat. So, again, now you just have a add-on treatment. It can be standalone, but it's a beautiful add-on treatment for people. And I always love to tell the story about the gentleman we treated who had lost 110 pounds. He's 5 foot tall. And his legs would, you know, when he walked, the skin would basically hit, you know, it was causing such a pain for him. Just walking was a nightmare. And so we treated him with the M-Tone, and we only did 7 treatments.
Well, and he didn't want surgery, correct?
He did not want surgery.
Yes.
I said, you know, you have options here, and surgery is one of them. Mm-hmm. And I mean, he really had loose skin. Now, did we make his skin tight? No. But did we firm it all up? Yes, in 7 treatments. And so, again, that to him, and that's what he said, you know, you just changed my life completely. So, again, you know, that falls in that whole game-changer type technology. So there were so many things at that time. We got, about that time, we got a couple devices, Agnes and Scarlet.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, you're the queen of Agnes.
Yeah, I think these were a little bit before that time. But,
was it?
Yeah.
But it still falls into the last few years of really game-changing stuff. Because nobody non-surgically were doing eye bags.
Yeah,
correct. Nobody was doing the buccal fat. And what did we have here? Kybella.
Yeah.
That was it.
Or Cool Sculpting.
That's right. So you didn't have a lot of choices. Now, I mean, with Agnes, you have a beautiful choice, you know, for all small areas. And then skin tightening, you know, the whole microneedling radio frequency just blew up over the last few years.
Oh, yeah. RF microneedling has been dramatically, you know, changing over the last few years. Yeah. And then just morphing into where it's new and it's better and it's less painful. And there's all kinds of things that has been happening with it as people continue to study it and research it and change the needle tips and do all these different things. And I agree with you that when that technology first came out, I did not like it.
Yep, I agree.
Not going to lie. The first device we had in our office, I thought was terrible. Nobody used it. The girls didn't want to use it. And then, of course, you know, we ended up with the Scarlett. And since then, things have rapidly progressed and it has gotten so much better. It's definitely one of the top devices used, I think, in a lot of areas for people because it's so easy to have done and it's so effective.
You can literally do pretty much full body.
Oh, yeah.
And so that's exciting. We have two of them in our office. And, I mean, there's not many areas you can do face. You can treat neck. You can treat the chest, the breast, the buttocks, the thighs, inner thighs, knees. You know, I mean, it really doesn't stop. And it is fantastic technology, again, for tightening. And it's just another radio frequency. So there's a lot of them out there. Mm-hmm. But again, I think it's a technology that has stood out over the last few years and has made a difference for a lot of people. Another thing that has really come about in the last, 2 years or so is the Moxie.
Yeah.
So Cyton came out with a device called M-Jewel. 2 years, would you say?
I want to say roughly 2 years ago.
About 2 years ago, and it was, they were offering...
Because I believe they launched both Hero and Moxie during COVID.
Yeah.
I know.
It was somewhere in there where they were concerned about it, I think.
Because they were launching it while parts of the world were still closed. And literally offices were not allowed to be open. But yet here they were launching to the world a new device they were going to sell.
That's right. Reps
were going to have to sell. And it actually did really well.
It did real well. And we've got it and absolutely love it. You know, it's to have BBL, which is... photofacial device, mm-hmm. and I think it's more like the second or third generation type photofacial, but this is in motion.
The Hero, and he's talking about Hero.
Yeah, Hero is high energy, rapid output,
mm-hmm.
and you know that's what that stands for, and to have a device that you can literally, like you could start here on the chest, I go all the way up the neck, all the way up the face in one pass. And you're just doing like three rows like that. I mean, it is so impressive to do that. Less painful than the rubber band snap that we're all familiar with.
Oh, I hate it. And I love it and hate it at the same time.
And yet you're delivering so much more energy.
Mm-hmm.
So it is very impressive technology to have that.
Yeah, I like that you put on our notes that Hero is photofacial and steroids.
Yeah, it is. Photofacial on steroids, and it really, I mean, we're getting to do, and it's really a body photofacial, but if you put the smaller tip on and you slow it down a little bit, you can do the whole face in motion,
mm-hmm.
and I'm not saying anyone has to do it that way, but yeah, you know, you can literally do everywhere with it.
Well, there's endless possibilities that you can do with it.
That's right. And then the Moxie is the other half of the M-Jewel. And the Moxie came out as a total surprise. I had no idea, you know, it was coming out. And it's a 1927
Thulium
laser. And so it's like a baby brother, I think, to the Halo.
Mm-hmm.
It functions very similar. So if you have a Halo or you've heard of Halo, you may want to try the Moxie. I've had four of them,
mm-hmm.
and my skin age in the Vizia has dropped by 9 years, and so I'm impressed. I mean, I'm thrilled. So I'm gonna continue doing things and see if I can't get it down 15 years, and you know I need to get to be the same age as the staff, you know. So keep working at it.
You gotta keep doing it. Yeah. Well, it's nice because it has very minimal downtime compared to some of the other resurfacings. It is a non-ablative resurfacing. Yep. It's easy for the technician to do. It's very comfortable for the patient to have. It has so many positive benefits to it that it was kind of like at first, you know, for me when they brought it out, I was like, well, you already have the Halo and where's this going to fit in and this and that. And then we started doing the Moxies and really seeing what we could get from it, from stubborn pigment to the glow of the skin to, you know, pore size, and just giving patients like that prep. And it's been a wonderful, you know, addition to our, you know, mini lasers that we have in our clinic. It's actually been a very popular one. You know, patients definitely come in wanting to have this. They love getting it done. I have one of my girlfriends who's a nurse practitioner out here, and she has been in the industry as long as I have. She's moved in a different direction and is running her own clinic, but she still comes to me for everything because she doesn't want to trust anybody else. And the last time she was coming in, she's done halos all the way back to, I've done full field resurfacing, done just photofacials, done just RF microneedlings. She's like, really, what do I need next? I want a mild refresher. So we did a moxie on her. Mm-hmm. And, you know, as I'm doing my follow-up with her, because she didn't have much downtime, this and that, we're about a week out. And, you know, the first thing she said is like, I love my skin. She was sending me pictures. And then she's like, I would like to do one of these every 3 to 4 months. She's like, this I can do on a regular basis.
Yeah.
So here it comes to the whole idea of enhancement. Somebody who's been from one end of the spectrum to the other, tried minimally to non-invasive to more invasive, seen results. She's like, if I can not have to do more aggressive stuff, I will do one of these every 3 months if I need to.
That's right. And then you can take the Hero or just a regular BBL photofacial and add Moxie to it. Mm-hmm. You can do the BBL or Hero and add microneedling RF like a Scarlet.
Yeah.
So, you know, we're so much about combination therapy. It mm-hmm. might be one time it's this, the next time it's the other one, and mix and match, do different combinations. Fabulous.
Yeah. And I think for us, we really look at Moxie as like in this last year of 2022, because we bought it at the end of last year, integrated into our practice full blown in 2022. And it has really taken off. The staff love doing it. Some of my clients that have had the most stubborn melasma love, you know, getting the treatments done. It has been an excellent addition for us. So that's one of the things that we look at for 2022. That's, you know, as our year review, that was an excellent purchase.
That's right.
You know, it's sometimes you buy things and, you know, you get nervous at how much money you're putting into it. And is it really going to pay out at the end? And this one, hands down, has been a home run.
Yep. We like to talk about things that we have personal experience, but I'm gonna mention Quo.
Okay.
As yes. another treatment that has in the last about 2 years, 3 years come about for cellulite, and we don't do it, and we've seen both good and bad.
The good, the bad, and the ugly.
Yeah. So, you know, is it a technology that works? I think absolutely.
Yes.
It works. Yeah. You know, in the right hands, the right practitioner doing it, mm-hmm. it's going to be fabulous.
Yeah.
You know, but I think sometimes people get too aggressive. This is definitely where less is more.
Well, and it's identifying the causative factor of cellulite, you know, because we were big M-tone users and we were trained in, you know, the 5 different factors going on with that and the different types of cellulite. I break it down more easily for practitioners is you either have laxity or you have the bands that are tugging the skin down. It's one or the other. You know, if you identify that it actually is the bands, and we teach easy ways to do that, Quo is very effective at snapping them. You know, it is a little uncomfortable. There can be some really bad bruising. There's ways to modulate that. There's ways that you can get around some of that. The key is identifying, is it a band that really needs to be snapped? Because before, it was more of like an internal laser / device that was mm-hmm. being done more by plastic surgeons and mm-hmm. different things like that. So it was limiting the group of people that actually had the access to treat this particular type of cellulite. Mm-hmm. So I feel like that was a game changer where you put this in the hands of multiple people and made it a little bit easier because it almost brings it down from being a surgical type procedure. Even though mm-hmm. it wasn't, you were getting a device inserted mm-hmm. inside the body to get it. Mm-hmm. This is a little needle that goes in. So I think that opens it up for being this, you know, minimally to non-invasive world where that was a game changer in that aspect.
Right. We haven't gone there. We have, you know, other methods that we use that we were impressed with and we feel that works. But I wanted to mention it because for those of you out there are people doing it or thinking about it mm-hmm. or whatever. Again, the right practitioner doing it, I think you're going to mm-hmm. be very happy.
And if you're trained how to identify cellulite, properly and you know the right bands to snap, I think it can be very effective. And if you learn how to manage those side effects so it doesn't turn into something bad, I think you'll be fine. I think really what it did is it reinvigorated the public eye of looking at new options for treating cellulite. Because even though we don't carry it and we do other things in our practice that we have found to be very successful, it gets patients interested in it. They'll call and ask. They come in for the consultation. Larry goes through with them, and then they start their treatments.
Yep. So, again, anything that's changing aesthetics, again, mm-hmm. game changer type stuff, yep. what's out there. One of the things that I want to talk about is the Pronox.
Oh, yeah.
It's Larry's
favorite drug of choice.
So you've got the nitrous oxide and you've got oxygen, and it has, you know, I mean, almost every office out there has Pronox, I think.
I know.
It's like we have two of them.
I heard a story of a physician who actually sold his because he said he wasn't using it. And I was like, you're not using yours?
Yeah.
My patients call ahead to make sure it's available.
That's right. So we like it because you're getting a very safe dose. It takes the edge off,
mm-hmm.
and it's not so much about relieving the pain as much as it is making it so you just don't care.
Relaxing,
just relaxes you through the procedure, and it makes it just so it's so much easier to get through. Mm-hmm. And if you're doing some very aggressive procedures, or the patient has high sensitivity.
Mm-hmm.
And there are a lot of people, I mean, no matter what you do, I mean, they can't take it. They just really have a hard time tolerating it. And oral meds.
Like you, right there sitting next to me. Watching the girls microneedle your head sometimes is my favorite.
I do have to admit, I like Pronox. It's a game changer for me. But I think, too, you know, if you're looking, you're going to an office, you have a lot of sensitivity, see if they have Pronox.
Yeah.
If you are in office and you don't have it, we recommend it.
Well, as a physician, I'm very strict about calling in anti-anxiety or pain meds. You know, these are heavily monitored DEA drugs. And in the beginning, Larry and I were always very strict that we were not going to have a practice that was just going to call these in for any patient and create almost a wave of patients who were just drug seekers. Because that does happen. If people find out that you're calling them in for any little thing, you'll get the random drug seekers showing up. And I just never wanted to get into that trap where I was going to have to deal with people or have the uncomfortable conversation. So in my practice, unless you are getting the full field erbium, Cyton, Contour, TRL, you're not getting drugs. Like that's just that it is what it is. Yeah. You know, you will have numbing. We will do all kinds of things. My favorite part about Pronox is number one, when I get some of these patients that are sometimes nervous, you know, where in my mind I was like, dang, it probably would have been nice to give them, you know, a little Ativan, Xanax, something mm-hmm. so that they would calm down because they're just nervous for no reason.
Yeah.
The Pronox does that. And then, of course, because in this particular system, it's not like the straight nitrous that dentists use. It's out of their system within 20 minutes at the most that they can drive home. Because, you know, that's your other responsibility as a physician, that if you're giving these anti-anxiety, you know, benzodiazepines or any kind of pain med, opioids, whatever it is, you're responsible for them driving home, meaning they're not supposed to be driving home. And if they do drive home while intoxicated underneath one of these meds and they left their office and you are aware of it, you are now legally responsible.
Or even Uber, you know, and Lyft, you know, you can't control that.
No.
And so they need to have a driver at all times.
Yep.
So
we were strict on that because I don't want to be responsible, number one, for a car accident for somebody who's intoxicated. Or number two, for somebody not making it home because they were a little disorientated or extremely disorientated, and then you just end up in an Uber or Lyft with the wrong person, and the next thing you know, we never hear from them again, you know?
Yeah.
I guess that's me in my little worrywart ways where I'm like, I'm not going to ever put my patients in a dangerous situation. But I'm strict, and Pronox for me was a game changer because I have a couple patients who are worse than Larry.
You have hundreds, if not thousands. I'm not that bad. I mean, I'm a sensitive individual, but
I have a few videos that may prove otherwise. I will not be posting them on this podcast because he would probably hate me.
Okay, I love Pronox. Let me just say that.
But I do too. I'm not going to lie. I'm a baby. But see, I at least admit I know I'm a weenie. And you can ask any of the girls who have ever photofacialed me. I squirm on the table. And I know it. I don't like it. Pronox makes it way better. The first time I did Pronox with that, I was like, I am never going back. Like, why were we doing this any other way? So that's where you can take for certain patients who are nervous, who are more sensitive, where this just takes an edge off and they can still drive themselves home. Yeah. I mean, it game changer. Yeah. I agree with you.
Yep. Let's talk about another technology. We brought in the NV Lightwave capsule.
Mm-hmm.
It's a full bed of LED lights, red and infrared, and that has been a game changer for us. Mm-hmm. I mean, patients absolutely love it, and you just undress, crawl in the bed, take a nap for 25 minutes. You've now gotten 12 and a half minutes of red, which is your skin, full body, and 12 and a half of infrared for muscle, joints, all of that. I mean, it's a tremendous treatment. And we love it, and the staff uses it all the time.
I know. I have to admit,
I still have never
used it.
No.
I know.
You're the only one.
I am the only one. I know.
Oh, my God.
I know. I never have time, though. And to be honest, it's not even the time in the bed. It's like the fact that I have to fully get undressed and then redressed on top of the time in the bed. It's like, when do I have 30-plus minutes in a day just to be dinking around doing nothing?
You're spending too much time dressing.
Apparently, I am. But it's like I have to get my boots off, and then I have to get my pants off, and, you know, it's then you got to put it all back on. Men have it so much easier. You know, he's whatever. I don't even want to get into the whole thing. But also the fact that I don't have 30-plus minutes floating around in my day where I'm doing nothing.
It is so worth it.
Just
let me tell you, if you've thought about having a device where it's really hands-free, you know, and having something so that patients can actually get in and feel so much better getting out. I mean, and that's really what it is, and what it does for your skin and what it does for your body. 24 different things at the cellular level. Fantastic. So, you know, and I sleep. I'm usually, you know, in a deep sleep.
Shocker.
Yeah.
Shocker. Larry's in a deep sleep in the afternoon at our office.
Hey, I'm the comedian here. You're taking my job.
But you're setting yourself up and making it too easy.
2 minutes in. Man, I'm comatose. It is such a nice sleep. And you get up, wake up feeling so good at the end. Anyway. It's a great device. It helps for all kinds of skin issues. Fabulous for that. Also joints. You know, my mom had arthritis. I have some arthritis. I can feel it. When I do that, boy, does it help. So
I think that's going to be my New Year's resolution. I always like to make resolutions that are different and like realistic because everybody has like the same cheesy ones. Like I'm going to lose weight or travel more. Mine will be to use the LED bed once a month.
I tell you, you're going to...
I think that's realistic.
Once you do it, you'll find a way to get out of the pants a little faster and get dressed faster because it really is a game changer. It feels good.
Okay.
It does.
That's my New Year's resolution then.
All right.
Use the LED bed once a month.
All right. Let's go on. There's another one. This is more your thing, the Hyperdilute Radius.
Yes.
And kind of really came about in the last few years.
It's really become popular in the last few years. I don't actually know how long practitioners have been experimenting with it, but I'd say for sure in the last 2 to 3 years, it's becoming very popular, making waves during offices. You know, at this point, MERS has research studies published on it. So if physicians are interested, they can reach out to their scientific department and actually read through these studies. That's what I ended up doing in order to bring it into our practice. But it's taking this injectable, which is the calcium hydroxyapatite, which is an awesome injectable for like cheekbones, deep jawline. It has some good structure to it. By the way, there's, you know, one of my before and afters. I pumped some Radius, both regular and hyperdilute, to build him that nice angled sharp jawline over here?
About 25 syringes.
Close.
Not quite.
Close. But then there's this hyperdilute. So we've been using Radius since I started injecting back in like 2007. I only used it for deep structure. I didn't like it as superficial because it was stiff. But now because it's stiff, cheekbones, jawline, areas like that, excellent product. Well, when you do hyperdilute, meaning we're adding some saline or some lidocaine to it and diluting it down, you're now injecting it more superficial into the skin because what happens is the little capsules that's around the spheres are meant to break down at 6 weeks and stimulate collagen, which is why Radius always had a longer lifespan than normal HA fillers. Well, somebody came up with the creative idea is doing this hyperdilute and spreading it very thinly through the skin to help stimulate texture or larger areas of volume loss, almost in a Sculptra-like manner or a PLLA-type manner. So areas that I use it a lot are neck, décolleté. You can use it in the back of the hands at the full strength because it is FDA approved for that, or use it in the hyperdilute so you get more volume out of it. I've been using that a lot. Use it anywhere that you need skin tightening like you do a PLLA or a Sculptra. So arms, legs, butts for, you know, both cellulite as well as you can do increase in volume. So it's really come on the market is to almost compete with Sculptra, you know.
Every new opportunity or option is an opportunity. So
yeah.
I think what we're finding is that all of these things that we've been talking about, this is over the last few years,
mm-hmm.
has changed our business.
Yes.
And it's changed it for us on an annual basis. I'm sure other offices would say the exact same thing. I mean, these are game-changing type things, and there's others. There's lots of stuff out there, but these are things that we're most familiar with that I believe has made a big difference both in our practice and other practices. So
I agree.
Good stuff.
Yeah.
But there's new. You know, yeah. There's like right now new, more in the last just year or less. That is exciting and really fun to talk about. So I think we'll go right into that and talk about M-Face.
Yes.
So the M-Sculpt people, BTL, you know, they've got 300. In fact, they have over 300 now engineers. You know, that's more than all the laser companies combined.
Mm-hmm.
It's just a lot of engineers. And they're constantly working on new technology. And, you know, they did the M-Tone and the M-Sula. They did M-Sculpt. And then they came out with M-Sculpt Neo and all of this stuff just in the last few years. Okay? Now they've come out with M-Face.
Mm-hmm.
And what M-Face is doing, it's using radio frequency and high-fez technology, and so it's more on the stimulation, for both muscle and skin. So you're actually lifting, tightening, and enhancing the overall appearance of the face. So this is M-Face, and you're doing it with no needles, no injections, you're not doing any other technology, you're just doing that to get a lift and a firming and a tightening and smoothing mm-hmm. of the tissue. And that's pretty impressive.
Yeah.
Now, do we have one? No.
Not yet.
Not yet. So these are things we're talking about and thinking about. But again, it is a technology that's very impressive that I believe over the next couple years will become much more of a household name like M-Sculpt has become.
I absolutely agree with that. After seeing the first wave of before and afters, actually meeting and talking to people in person that have had it and seen their own personal before and afters, I agree with you. I think it's beginning to make waves.
I think it will exceed M-Sculpt. I think an M-Sculpt was such a game changer. But, you know, we've never had anything where you put a couple pads on and redo a face, and that's it. A short, you know, about 20-minute session, you just lay there and get your face treated. Wow, that's pretty cool. Now, the protocol really is for 3 to 4 treatments, but as I understand, most people by their second treatment are already seeing a dramatic change.
Mm-hmm.
So that's pretty cool. So anyway, I think that's a technology that's got a huge longevity, big future, And I think everyone's going to benefit from that. So,
and that was literally just launched a couple months ago. It was launched in September of 2022.
That's right. So if you are looking to do something for your face, you may want to look up an office that has M-Face, because I think you would probably like that. And again, nobody's doing anything to you. You're just getting a couple like electrode pads. They may call it applicators. I'm not sure what they call them. And, very short. And these are treatments that don't hurt.
Mm-hmm.
No one's in pain.
Yeah.
So this isn't like that. And I think you're going to be very impressed. So you can find who's got one in the area. If you're in office and you've been thinking about technology, again, year end, this might be one to think about. If you don't have a lot going for the face, boom, here you can get it all in one. So we're thinking about.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And real quick before you jump into one of the other technologies, the other new item that came out also in September of 2022 was DAXI. It's the newest of the neuromodulators. So this is the one that's supposed to last longer. It is showing some of that. We haven't necessarily introduced it into our practice, but I do like adding new things to the market so that it's not just dominated by one item. You know, we now have 5 neuromodulators out there to choose from. Some people don't like it. They think there's too many choices and it confuses patients. I like it because it creates competition and stimulates each of the companies to try to do better. You know, you have to beat out your competitors. Yep. You can't just settle for it is what it is. So that's the reason why I like it, because it stimulates everybody to either do more research or, you know, what can we change to make it better? And this kind of, so I think that helps to advance our industry is by having a little competition.
Well, and I think nowadays, I'm sure the car industry, our industry, many industries, technology industry, if you're standing still, you're actually going backwards.
Mm-hmm.
You've got to always be moving
yes.
forward, and what's the next thing? And that's what these are. These companies have invested the time, money, effort, all of that to come out with new technology. I don't think people are going to spend, it costs so much now to do this, that they're not going to do that unless they really are confident,
mm-hmm.
you know, that they have a winner.
Yeah.
Because to take this, get it through FDA, do all the stuff you have to do, and get all the staff, get the sales reps all trained on it, get the support team and the marketing and all that. I mean, you're talking millions and millions of dollars that, you know, it needs to work nowadays. And
mm-hmm.
I think it's a lot different than it used to be when there wasn't a lot of competition. You come out
yeah.
with one thing and you're it. You know, you're going to do well. Well, now you do have to promote it. You have to market it. And you have to have a good product or it's not going to stay.
Yep. I agree
yeah.
with that.
Yeah.
All right. So now I'll let you go back into your thing. I just figured those two kind of shared the same month. So it was a perfect time to
yep.
throw it in there.
Well, that's good. The next one is actually the device we just talked about in another podcast just a little while ago. It's called Eon.
Mm-hmm.
And Eon is a new device we have in our practice, and we are very excited about it. It kills mm-hmm. fat. And what we're always excited about killing fat. I mean, that's just like cool. You know, I can kill fat. But it's the way it kills fat.
Yes.
Robotically.
Yes.
That is so cool.
A little robotic arm.
Arm comes out, you know, measures, does it, you know, knows the topography, knows the whole thing, and then just starts treating. And all you do is push a button. So cool. Really love it.
It is.
It's cool. And, you know, they're getting, you know, in a treatment, they're getting between 20 and 25% fat loss. You know, that's a treatment. That's pretty substantial.
Yes.
It's a 20-minute treatment. The robotic device does it all, the robot. And all the patient just lays there, watches television or whatever, or gets a facial or something. The drawback right now, if you're worried or concerned about FDA, is that it's FDA approved for the abdomen and flank.
Mm-hmm.
It is not approved for the full body.
Anywhere else yet.
Yeah.
Yet.
But it's coming very soon. And quite honestly, most offices will use it everywhere.
Oh, yes.
And
Off-label has been done for years. We're not afraid of it.
Not afraid. And it's really cool technology. So I think that's one you should keep your eye out. Take a look and see who's got one in the area and go give that a try. And if you're in the market, just like I said with Enphase, you know, if you're in the market for something at your end, you have tax liability, Section 179, this is a perfect time to be thinking about a new device in your practice, especially if you want to kill fat.
Yeah.
So give that some thought. Really exciting, and I think it's going to be another one of those game changers for 2023. So
yeah, I do.
That's going to be good. What else do we have? We have Aquafirm is a new device. We've never done really facials.
Ever.
Yeah, we're not. That's not us. No. We're not facial office.
We are not the fluff and puff office. We are a medical aesthetics office. That's why we do not fall into the med spa category.
Yeah.
Larry's always been kind of anti-facials and things like that. But we got introduced to the Aquafirm. So HydraFacial came onto the market before. This is another one of those Botox categories where it's been dominating for years. It's the household name. It's the one that people ask for. But then Aquafirm came on. And Aquafirm is more than just a similar device to HydraFacial. It has the very same functions as HydraFacial, but it has several other functions to it, where it's also, it's like the Oxygenio and what's the other one, the Dimetone?
Yeah, all in one. And,
yep.
And it's got, ultrasound. It's got so many cool things on it. So what you have is a nice, that can be aggressive, you know, facial type device.
Yes.
You know, it cleans out all the pores, you know, that has
just like HydraFacial, you get to see all the lovely blackheads that are left behind. Yours were pretty, weren't they?
Yeah, it's just unreal. And your face glows. And I mean glows afterwards.
And that's from like the ultrasound with the exosomes being driven in though, isn't it?
No, that's without.
Okay.
So that's the next step. You see, you can add with it. You can drive in exosomes. You can drive in product.
Yep.
There's so many cool things you can do with it. And so it is a device that we're learning, okay, what do we pair this with?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, well, maybe you do it before you do photofacial.
Or after.
And maybe 10 days after or, you know, 7 days after, something like that. See, so you can start figuring out how you want to do it. You do a moxy and everything's going to flake off. Well, give it a little time and go ahead and add this.
Yeah, seven to 10 days later.
Yeah. So.
Or doing the Agnes for acne when they're purging at 48 to 72 hours, where normally you have to bring them back in for extractions. You can do an Aquafirm right then and there, which is not only going to help for that part, but make their skin look so much better just after they went through the lovely purge.
Exactly. So I think there's going to be, we are going to find in our clinic a lot of ways to use that technology.
Yeah.
And I think, too, for offices, sometimes it is a way to get patients in. It's a starter.
Which is what we've always kind of fought against as well.
It's never been us.
No, and it's one of the things that we've always discussed. Do we really want to tie up a room for an hour for the amount of revenue that this brings in? But, you know, I was at one of Chad Deal's Med Spa Masteries, and he was talking about the fact that this is actually your cheapest form of marketing, where maybe you aren't making a ton of money for the room, but you're producing a little bit of revenue while you're gaining somebody's trust. So if you can get them in for something inexpensive like this and get their trust, that's a very expensive, because I think they usually, I know that the old statistic used to be about $1,300 a new patient. That's roughly what it costs each practice, is about $1,300. So if you can get the new patients in, gain their trust, and now they're coming back monthly, they are now a regular patient that will always ask you what's next. Instead of having to keep getting new patients, you can get patients that are doing this. And I'll admit, we weren't doing it because we didn't want to tie up the rooms, and my patients who wanted these types of treatments were going elsewhere, even if they were coming back to me for everything else, including, do you remember when we had this one patient, she was getting her regular facial, and the esthetician decided to upsell her to whatever microneedling add-on she was doing.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Let's just say not all people are trained the same in that. We do tons of microneedling in our office, both regular and with RF, so I have no problem with it. But it was like her face all through in here was scraped, and it was her forehead, right?
Yes.
I mean, scabs. It was scabs everywhere. And she, you know, has my cell phone. So she had actually texted me over the weekend, and she was like, hey, you know, I had this facial, and even though I know I normally do my other stuff, she upgraded me to microneedling for inexpensive, so I did it. She's like, I don't think this looks normal. And I fired back a text, and I was like, nope, it doesn't. You need to come into the office immediately. And by the time she got in our office, she's in tears. She thought she was going to be scarred. We did all kinds of like LEDs and other therapies for her, and she doesn't have a mark on her face. But immediately, you know, we had to get on the care of this, because the esthetician who had done it was like, oh no, you're going to be fine. It's no big deal. No aftercare. Here I am treating it like a wound. Like I had put her on special balm and other special products that we had at my office. I was doing LEDs. I was caring for it. And we made sure that not only was there not a mark, but there was no hyperpigmentation from it either. And it was, you know, it was one of those key lessons where I'm like, my patients do actually go somewhere else to spend this money. If I had had that device here, which we do now, she would have been coming to our office, and that would have never happened to her.
So I think if you're a practice like ours, and we've always been very result-oriented, let's do it. Let's make something big happen for them. We want to change things, you know, and I just didn't feel facials and what have you. I believe this is a different category. This is more of that in-between, and we're all falling in love with it. So even old diehards like myself, you know.
I've actually had one of these. Yeah. This is one of the treatments I was able to squeeze in.
It's awesome. It really is. It's good treatment. So
I never get to do anything. I shouldn't say never, but I rarely get to do anything. Is that my tiny violin
over
there?
That's it.
But I have got to do at least one of these since we've had it. And I did like it. I liked it a lot.
You just have to book it.
All right. Well, let's round this out. We have one more big topic that was launched this year in 2022. Larry, what is it?
Well, it is a different kind of exosome. And so we've talked about exosomes before, and, you know, we've been using exosomes for a long time.
Yes.
We love exosomes.
We believe
We believe in it.
The science is fantastic.
Yeah. You know, these are like little stem cells, if you will, you know, and that's what I tell the patient, because
I tell them they're the avatars of the stem cells.
Yeah. They go out, send the message, give the signal, you know, do this, do that, you know, and heal. And they are so good at fighting inflammation. They are so good at healing, and they have all the growth factors and all the good stuff in it. Anyway, we started using aesthetic management partners product called XOE. What, a year ago? Six, 8 months? Maybe a year.
I want to say February-ish.
Yeah, probably about that time frame. And they have a really nice comprehensive package where they have a detox that is used initially, and it does a number of things, but increases
hyaluronic acid.
Huge, big time, which we really need people hydrated. And again, we're in a desert, you know. No one seems to be hydrated.
And your HA significantly decreases as you age anyways.
That's right. So after 30, remember, it's over. So
we're done.
So anyway, it helps with that. It helps detox, kind of clear out the skin. Then you do the treatment and you add a different type of exosome, if you will. And that is really anti-inflammatory, you know, so you don't get this huge swelling and days of swelling. And so you're allowed to heal faster. And then it has a healing component to it that the patient takes home and applies to the skin. And that is huge for adding collagen, elastin, about 28% more collagen, 33% more elastin, and 10% more hyaluronic acid. So that whole combination gives you that in addition to whatever you've done for a treatment. So it's like fun. It is so exciting for the patients. And yes, they have a little morning and night type routine that they do. I have never heard anyone complain about it. They're excited about it and fired up. So that seems to be working real well.
And I think for people like you, it creates good habits.
It does.
Of learning to use skincare twice a day.
Well, I have to do something at night. I have to wash my face, put product on. Really? Jeez. So anyway. guys don't always do like women do, and
never
haven't always, you know, looked at it the same way. This kind of helps with that.
I get a few women in every now and then that are like, I don't do anything. I don't wash my face at night. I don't do this. I don't do that. And, you know, it's always an interesting conversation where I'm like, well, I'm about to change that.
Got to do it right.
No, but I think these exosomes are different. They're good. You know, we've used a lot of exosome products. They all work. We like the fact that these are plant-based. We like the system that goes with it. We like that they're branching out and creating products for hair and eczema. And there's all these different indications that are going to be improving and changing. And I just like the amount of research that Dr. Newman has put into it. It has been a lifelong passion for him. And so that's why we really jumped on board with the product. I love it. So we were, which we didn't talk about, but I'm going to talk about really quick here in mix with the exosomes, because we did add one more new technology to our practice this year. Aerolase.
Oh, we absolutely did.
We did.
And it's so good.
Aerolase, and I'll briefly come back to it. So they have a 1064 Neo and a 2940 Era. And the combination of them is known as this treatment called reverse. Their 2940 Era is a full field ablative that you can actually treat all six Fitzpatrick skin types with.
With no numbing.
Yes, with no numbing. It's
unbelievable.
Well, let's back up. When we all did ours in our office, we still used some numbing. Some of us did. But even so, I've had multiple resurfacings throughout my career, and this was the easiest to have done. I did, when I was recovering from it, remember how much fully ablative hurts. Like, it stings that first night and the next morning. But with the exosomes in combination with it, there was two things. One, I was peeled by day 4. And then I think it's the combination of both using that 2940 Era and the fact that it fires on the 300 microsecond and using these exosomes to recover from. I am a rosacea patient who is always red afterwards. By the time I was, I don't know, day 5 to 7, no pink, no red. Like, not even pink, which is like unheard of, because, you know, we did some of the before and afters for XOE and I had a Moxie. And the number one comment I get, because my face is blasted all over this entire country of showing before and afters, because I did a side-by-side, is nobody can believe how swollen and red I was from a Moxie, because that's not common. It is for me, because I have rosacea and I'm that sensitive person. The fact that I had zero pinkness even and fully recovered so easy, I mean, game changer. It was the combination of the two.
It's a nanoparticle type technology. And, you know, I mean, even if you don't have a treatment, you can use it and it makes a difference.
Yeah.
So I think the future of exosomes, and I want to come back to Aerolase a little more, but the future of exosomes is huge.
Yeah.
And we have a new one coming early next year, I think, for hair. And, you know, simple, easy. Now, we've been using it for hair, and it seems, in most cases, it seems to be working very well. But this is specific. So I think I'm very excited about that. And I think exosomes, we're going to find that the future for what you can do with exosomes and how many things you can treat is going to be it's limitless. I mean, there's so many things.
Well, it's the legal way to harness the power of stem cells.
Yeah.
That is just the easiest way for me to explain it to patients.
That's right. So that's a good way.
Quickly, because we're out of time, sir, that you forgot to talk about our wonderful Aerolase technology. We added the Neo to our practice this year. Right. So the Neo is a 1064. What makes
short pulse.
What makes this 1064 different is that it's not a long pulse. It is a short pulse. It fires on the 650 microsecond. Now, you can actually turn it to milliseconds, but what makes it different is that microsecond. So it is excellent for treating PIH, even in darker skin types, active acne, leg veins, just overall laser toning for collagen stimulation. I mean, what did they have? Do they have 24 or 30-some indications?
There's so many, it's unbelievable. And you know, they have, you know, in most cases, we're accustomed to putting gel on, having a Zimmer there, all that. With this device, none of that.
Yeah. You know? It's somewhere 20 to 30 some indications that are like FDA approved.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was, when I'm, first went through some of their studies and read this, I was like, that's a lot. You know, most people do not, they have one and or two.
Yeah, when we get a patient and it's like, well, you could do this, you could do this, could do this, just go do Airlase.
Yeah.
Just, it's beautiful.
Well,
it's
and just, I included this as part of, I actually saw, you remember that patient where, so we're currently treating a patient who was burned by a chemical peel and burned very, very badly. This coming February, we started with her in February of 2022. I had dinner with the dermatologist who referred her to me last Friday. And she is still, had been following up with the derm, and she's like, unbelievable. She looks unbelievable. We did some RF microneedling treatments. We did the Aerolase Neos almost every week in between. And then we eventually did some photofacials, and it was slow going. The changes of this patient are dramatic. She's trying to convince me that we should publish her, you know, story and before and afters. But Aerolase was one of those for calming the redness, for the acne outbreaks that she was having, for the sensitivity of her skin. I mean, there was like six or eight different things that were going on with her that Aerolase covered all at once, and it didn't hurt her.
And it started to make her skin healthy.
Yes.
I think that, you know, so she could respond.
Yeah.
I mean, it was...
She couldn't even wear product or makeup because she was so sensitive that it would burn.
Yeah, that would be a good study. That would be a good...
I know. And the crazy thing was, we started treating her almost 7 months after the peel happened, and it was still this bad.
Yeah.
I mean, it's been great, but this was one of those things where when I, you know, was making my decisions of what to do with her, the Neo was automatically in there. I was like, the Neo is going to be used because it's gentle but extremely effective for multiple things that are going on, and she can come in every week so that I could keep seeing her and changing that skin little bits at a time. And when we're at a year out, I'm going to be really excited to see the before and afters. They're already very good, and it has been a game changer for her, but it's changed her life. She wouldn't go out in public. She refused to go anywhere. And I think by June, we were able to get her in makeup. And it was the first time her and her husband had gone out to dinner since she had had the procedure of August of 2021.
I remember her husband asking me if I thought that she was really going to get better and be able to be improved. And, you know, when you first start out with someone, it's like, well, it's going to take some time.
Yes.
You know, you always say the same thing.
Yes.
You're hopeful. But she started off really bad.
Very bad.
And where she is now is, again, that's a game changer. And that technology has proven to be a game changer for us.
And to top everything off, she was a Fitzpatrick 4. So,
that's right.
Top of everything else that we were dealing with that was a nightmare, she's a darker Fitzpatrick skin type.
Yeah.
So, and the era that, you know, I want to bring up, the biggest thing for me on that is one of the only lasers you can resurface a Fitzpatrick 6. So if you are in a practice treating primarily dark skin types and you are looking at ways to treat the texture, the scarring, the hyperpigmentation, and you have not researched the Aerolase era yet or the combination of the two, you need to, because this will change your practice and what you can do for your darker Fitzpatrick skin type patients.
And they call that combination, when you do both, reverse.
Yeah.
And it absolutely reverses a lot.
Yeah, we did it together, and I loved it.
Yeah, it's good.
You know.
Really good technology.
Perfect.
And so anyway, that's you know, this year, a lot of stuff.
Has happened.
A few things, you know, were in the works for a long time.
Yep.
And has really come to be, okay, absolutely game changers.
Gained momentum year, and are taking off.
Yep. And right now, there's so much out there that's going on. I got a hunch, you know, at the rate at which things are changing and the things we're seeing, that next year and the year after are going to be very exciting.
Yeah.
And, but I'm, you know, right now, who can complain? It all works.
Yeah. I agree with you.
It's good.
Perfect. Well, I think that's going to wrap us up for the end of our episode.
Yep.
And then we will see you guys next year in 2023.
Have a good holiday.
Thank you for listening to What Would Larry Do? Featuring Dr. Ann. Hear it live each week here or anytime 24/7 on demand at StarWorldWideNetworks.com.